Ksuvis, da wird Bezim and Bez, you're Gimel and Ralph. Shir Mem Gimel.
If you then Rav Huna, that they say Chayev, Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, say Potter. The Gemara says the Machloikas, Rav Yudan, Rav Huna, say Chayev, because Bar Vashem, Bari Adif. Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan, say Potter, because Uki Mamoyne, Vacheskas Mori. We spoke out that the Rishonim say, the Ramban, Befrat, we mentioned, that says that the whole, everyone really agrees in principle that there's a thing Bari Vashem and Bari Adif. Everyone agrees that in theory Bari Vashem is Bari is better than Hashem. But nor of us, it's just that Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yochanan say that over here you have Uki Mamayna Vecheskas Mari. There's a Cheskas Mamayn which is facing off against your Bari Vashem, which is blocking you from allowing the Bari to win out. So Be'etzim Lu Yehe, you'd have a case of Bari Vashem and there was no Cheskas Mamayn. So then says the Ramban, everyone agrees Bari Adif under those circumstances. Now, we spoke about last week, we said Thursday was very difficult, we said a lot of different in Yonam. I just want to bring out one nekuda, as we mentioned that this Yisoyed of Uki Mamayna Becheskas Mare doesn't just mean Hamoitzi Mechaver Olav Araya. We saw that there's two different Lashonis in the Gemara we use. One Lashon in the Gemara is Hamoitzi Mechaver Olav Araya. We say the Gemara in Baba Kama says it's just a Svaram and the Koiv Leike Eva, whoever has a problem, who is Azal Bei Rafia, he's the one who goes to get healed. He, you have a problem, you deal with it. That's Hamoitzi Mechaver Olav Araya. That's a svara. However, there's a din also of uki memoina bechezkas morei, which seems to be a chezkas momoin, which Rashi maybe says learned that from a pasuk pnei shu is medayik. But this is more of a chazoka. This is something that more is perhaps stronger than just the din of hamoitzi mechaver olav araya. We mentioned that sumchas maybe holds hamoitzi mechaver olav araya. Tosfos says sumchas doesn't hold of chezkas momoin. We said, what do you mean? Sumchas only says his din when there is drara de memoina. When there's no drara de memoina, Sumchas says Amotzi Mechavel Avaraya is moited to that din Amotzi Mechavel Avaraya. Sumchas that holds Mammon Amos Savik Cholkin, he doesn't hold you. Always Cholkin. You walk over to someone and say, "You owe me $1 million." You don't split it. It has to be drawn to Mamoina. So what do we mean? Sumchas doesn't hold of Cheskas Mari. We said that Sumchas agrees there's a concept called Amotzi Mechavel Avaraya, but Cheskas Mari he doesn't hold of, and that's what the Machloekas is over here. You have Cheskas Mari in the face of Bari Veshema. So which wins out? So Rav Huna and Rav Nachman say, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda say Bari Veshema, Bari Adif, Bari wins out over Cheskas Mari. And Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan say no, Uki Mamoina and Cheskas Mari, and that's the Machloekas. Good?
Good.
Okay. Zok the Halege Gemara and Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, around five lines down in the Gemara. Amalei Rabbi Abaye le Rabbi Yosef. Hod Rav Huna v'Rab Yehuda de Shmuli. Abaye says, this that we said over from Rav Huna and Rabbi Yehuda, it's really not their own. They really got it from their Rebbe. The Rebbe is Shmuel. They have two Rabbeim. Rav Huna has two Rabbeim, Rabbi Yehuda. He has Shmuel, Rav and Shmuel. So says Abaye, this that Rav Huna and Rabbi Yehuda said is really from the Rebbe Shmuel. Ditnan. How do I know this? It says in the Mishnah, so she was Mu'uberes, the woman was pregnant. We're talking about a woman who was not married. And she's pregnant. So now we have to know, what's the nature of this Uber? She says, Me'ish Ploini v'koyin hu. She says that the father was Ish Ploini, he's a Koyin. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Arim Ne'emenes. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, says she's Ne'emenes. Where's this Mishnah? This is the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. This is the third Mishnah in the trilogy of the Machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. And the Mishnah there says it's actually the second half of the Mishnah there. If you take a look at the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, the Mishnah says Ruah Midaberas Im Echad from the Mativa Shalup Shal Ishzeh Ishpan V'Koyinu. And then you have the Machlokas, and the Mishnah continues and says Haysum Uberas from the Mativa Shalup Zeh Ishpan V'Koyinu. Anyway, over there, that Rabbi Gamliel says, Rabbi Gamliel says, I'm Ibn Amenes. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Shmuel. Halacha kid Rabbi Gamliel. So let's see Rashi for a second. Rashi says, the koyin hu kaloimar miyuchas hu. What Rashi seems to be telling us is, what's the relevance of the fact that he's a koyin? What is she coming to tell me that he's a koyin? What she means to say is that he's a miyuchas, and therefore you don't have to worry about what? Huh? Mamzer. You don't have to worry about being a mamzer. The Chorot's Mashim from Rashi, that the Gansa Nafkamina is just whether or not you have to worry about him being a mamzer. What about, why is she never to say that he's a Kohen, that he should be able to be Oile Leduchen, is he able to go on the Mizbeach? Mashim for Rashi not. This is machlokes between the Rishonim. And Rashi seems to say, what? She's just coming to say, look, he's for sure okay. How do you know he's Yichus? He's a Kohen. What do you mean I know he's Yichus? He's a Kohen. That's how she knows he's a Miyuchus. She's just trying to be safe.
Let's say it was Yisrael.
And a Hanami.
So then why bring a kid?
She's just coming to say, this guy is 100% Miyuchus. How is she going to know that the other person's a Miyuchus? Maybe she'll say it was Pliny or whatever it is. Rashi's just coming to say, this is the quintessential Miyuchus. Is Vemin? Kohen. It sounds like from Rashi. Other Rishonim seem to say, no, she's Naman even to say that he's a Kohen. It's a Chiddush, there's an added Namanus, even Klape, that Mechalikum Truma or whatever it is, that we'll have to see when we get to that Mishnah. Koponim. So what do we say over there? It says the Gemara, Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha, huh?
It does.
What'd you say? Kohen. So over there, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, the halacha we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. It's machlokas Rabbi Gamliel over there. Same way we have a machlokas by us. It's machlokas Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Halacha Rabbi Gamliel. Amar lei Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda l'Rav Yehuda shinina amrit lon mishmei de Shmuel halacha Rabbi Gamliel af berishayna shinina means.
Sharp.
Either Shinina is Miloshin Shane. The sheet that brings down, either it means that Rabbi Yehuda had very large teeth. So Shinina is teeth. Shinina is Miloshin Shane. Toothy person. Or Shinina means that his Shmuas, his Shmaitzas, were very sharp. So the Mefarshim Abadah, how could it be? Well, he's calling him like by an insulting nickname. He's calling him the one with the big teeth. But I don't think he means big teeth. He means that his big teeth is a remez to the fact that his teeth is what gives tam when a person chews something up. What he means is he's a person who knows how to chew up a sugya. He gives good tam to the sugya. L'chor das meinter. He means shinina. He didn't mean it in a derogatory way. He meant to say this is a person who knows how to chew up a sugya. Shinina. Amrit lan neshmei de Shmuel. Halacha k'rav Gamliel af berishoina. He said halacha k'rav Gamliel even in the first one. My af berishoina. What does that mean when he said even in the first one? What do you mean, my af berishoina? What does the Gemara mean to say? My af. What do you mean, also? There's a trilogy here. It's obvious. Af berishoina means in the first one. No, I'll tell you what it means. Because if you looked at this Mishnah, the third Mishnah, which part of the Mishnah are we quoting?
Second one.
The Sefer. The Reisha of the Mishnah is a very similar din. Ruah midaberes im echad, v'amud ha-mativa shalish zeish ploini v'koyinu. So in that very Mishnah, over there, on Daf Yud Gimel, there's a Reisha and a Sefer. We quoted the Sefer. So if he just meant halachik rebu gamil af b'shoina means also in the Reisha, he's not talking about Mammon. That's not Mammon. Over there, it's only talking about Israel, therefore you don't have the Svara. But we're saying, no, my Afri Shoina, Af Agav Dikilamim Uka Memoina Mechezkas Mori, Rishoina is going back also on the Mishn Dafyud Beis Amud Beis, or else what's he mean to say Afri Shoina? And mate, he goes back to our Mishnah, and our Mishnah is a Shaila of Mamoin, and by Mamoin there's a Uki Memoina Mechezkas Mori. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Bari Adif. Does is the pshat. So what do we see over here? What Shmuel said was, Halacha k'rav Gamliel af berishoina. Therefore, let's go back to what did Abai say? I'm on the Abai, the Rabbi Yosef. This the Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda said is Shmuel. Because Shmuel paskind like Rav Gamliel af berishoina. So therefore, it would appear that's the case. Okay. So it would come out, according to what we're saying in the Gemara, Abai say, that it's really Abaye is drawing a parallel between what Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda said to our Mishnah. Correct? Abaye is drawing a parallel from Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda to our Mishnah, because Abaye is saying, Shmuel, that paskin like Rav Gamliel, is the source for Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Which means that Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda is a direct result of Rav Gamliel. So Abaye is drawing a parallel between the machlokes of Huna and Yehuda and our Mishnah. Then the Gemara goes off and says, if you're right, so says the Gemara, Lema, Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna, the Amri Kibur Gamliel, Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, the Amri Kibur Yeshua. If you're right, so then it's Kumtachois, the Machloikis Amoraim that we saw in our Gemara between Rav Huna and Yehuda on one side, Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan on the other, is an identical Machloikis to the Machloikis in our Mishnah between Rav Gamliel and Rav Yeshua. Is that good?
No,
that's not good. That's not good. The Gemara doesn't like that. Amalei Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman comes to try to deflect that, to change that. Anoda Amri Afilu Kerebe Gamliel. Rav Nachman says, I'll take care of myself. Chachik. Anoda Amri Afilu Kerebe Gamliel. I would go even like Rav Gamliel. You would think that Rav Nachman, who holds Bar Veshem Alav Bar Yodif, is only going like Rabbi Yeshua, says Rav Nachman, because Rabbi Yeshua says, Einan Emenes, Lo Mipi Oni Choyim. No, I can even go to Rav Gamliel. Why? Rav Gamliel says Shina Menes. Ad kan lo kam Rav Gamliel hasam eladika migu. Over there, that isha she has a migu. That's why. Aval hacha my migu ika. But in my case, the reason why I say she's not Neman, says Rav Nachman, is because she doesn't have a migu. In the Mishnah, there's a migu. Inami ad kan lo kam Rav Gamliel hasam elada army ukmi achaz ukma achazoka. Over there, you could say, in the case of the Mishnah, ukma achazoka, the isha has a chazoka. What's a chazoka? The chazoka is a cheskas besula. Avadoch my chazoki isla. Lahai. So therefore, comes Rav Nachman, says, I'll defend it. The Hochanami Mistavra, says the Gemara. It makes sense. The Kiddikashanina on Rabbi Nachman. If you're right that it's the machlokes amarom is the tentukum machlokes of the tanoim, kashel chasar uchasa, the kaiman el chasar Rav Nachman dini, ubaham Rabbi Yehuda Mishmal och Rav Gamliel. So you end up, you have a stimer, we pass like Rav Nachman, we pass like Rav Gamliel. Shmaimino kashinin and Shmaimino, that these two are not tali habaha. Basically, we can understand now why it is Davka Rav Nachman that has to defend his position. So I can go like either one. Why Rav Nachman? Because Rav Nachman is trying to say, I go even like who? Like Rav Gamliel. The fact that Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna go like Rav Gamliel, they're okay with that. Why? Because we paskin that way. They don't have to say, I could go even like Shalom Aliba de Elchasa. They don't have to do that. We go Aliba de Elchasa, we're fine. It's Rav Nachman that has to explain. Rav Nachman, you're going Shalom Aliba de Elchasa. No, another army of Filu. How is that? So Gemara gives two reasons. Either because of Migu or Chazaka. So Rabbi say, My Rebbe, the Rosh Yeshiva Zolazayin Gezunten Shtark with David Cohen and Sefer Michton the David brings a beautiful diak in the Gemara. And a discrepancy between the way the Gemara presents to us Migu and the way the Gemara presents to us Chazaka. The Dik is as follows. Look at the Gemara again carefully. Says the Gemara, Ad Kan, this is when now Rav Nachman's talking. Rav Nachman says, Ad Kan lo komer Gamliel ela de'ika Migu. That there exists a Migu. Ika Migu. We have a Migu. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. So if you want to use the same type of thing, you would say now, that's not the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, why does the Gemara say de'ika chazoka? So there seems to be something going on. So it seems to be that there's something. Either way, so there's either a migu going against Chazaka, but there's a Chazaka Saguf, but there's a migu. So why don't you say Ika Migu, Ika Chazaka? Why it seems like something, a discrepancy between these two Terutzim in the Gemara. The MS is, if you look at some of the Rishonim, they're not even Geiris the whole migu answer. We're going to see there's going to be some issues with this migu. I'll give you an example. Rabbeinu Hananel is going to have some sort of issue with the Migu. Let's see what the Migu is, Rabbi Isai. Before we get into... let's see what the Migu is. Says Rashi. Rashi says, Af b'rishayna gabe tviyas ksuba by mamon uki ksuba cheskas baal. So that's what we said, that you see this cheskas man hachanami gabe man li badecha ikalim emanami ukmi mamona cheskas mario potter. This is where the Gemara is drawing the line, the comparison between the case of Bari Vashem and our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, yeah, but it's lav dafka. Why? Because in our Mishnah elavi ika migu, says Rashi, kigoin misheres taninen asti, in that case of our Mishnah, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, where what's happening? She's saying that she was Nensa Misharestani Nasti Mekha Mekachtoy, and she's saying in the Stachusadeo, she's saying happened afterwards. Kigon Hi Omeres Mukas Eitzani. Another case when she says Mukasets, Darminon Migu. What's the Migu? The boy Tana Taino Ma'al Yisomehach. She has a better Taino. Kegon Gabi Misher Estani Nenasti. What's the better Taino over there? Have a Taino Mukasets Ani Taino Ma'al Yisom. Mukasets is a better Taino. Why? To loy paslo nafshe mikohuna. Vika amr nenasti, and she's instead saying she was nenasti. Vika paslo nafsha. She's now pasling herself. Deishas Yisrael shenensa asura lekoyin. So she has a much better taina. What's her better taina? She could have said mukasets. Instead, she's admitting she was violated by a human being, that she was attacked. So, enachanami, she's not saying she did anything wrong, but lamaisa, she's going to pass herself from kohuna. From now on, she's a pasul kohuna. Even though right now she's marrying this person, and he's not a kohen. But lamaisa, she's shutting off options for the future.
Only the amana.
Shmami no kushto komar. Vaistachai, she's saying the truth. The Gabihi Omeres Mukas Eitzani, and the next Mishnah, the top of your Gimel Amar Alef, where she says Mukas Eitz, Iboy Amar Mukas Eitzini Tachteich. She's coming and saying, I was Mukas Eitz before. Should have told you, I didn't. I'm sorry. You're right. Knock down the Ksuba 100. Fine. That's Mukas Eitz Ani Tach. But she could have said Tachteich, and it was Tachteich. She'll get her whole Ksuba. V'islamosin, and she gets 200. V'kamer Mukas Eitz Ani Koydem Achein. V'ein li Elamana. So she's admitting that she only gets, she's kind of like losing money based on her taina. Therefore, she has a migu. So let's start with Rabbeinu Chananu, Rabbi say. The first problem with the migu I'd like to present is Rabbeinu Chananu. Rabbeinu Chananu, we saw on Daf Tesa Med Aleph, says Rabbeinu Chananu, there's a fundamental difference between a mukas eitz and drusas ish. A person, a woman, that she has drusas ish, which means that she had a regular bia, her pesach is pasuach, and she has no dam. Mashen kein mukas eitz, mukas eitz is someone that has no dam, or the pesach is still sasum. About. So, the woman walks in and she says, "Mishrestani ne'enasti." She said, "Look, if I wanted to lie, I could have said mukasets." Now he's boiled her afterwards. Saying mukasets is really putting yourself in a precarious position. Why? Because he could say that's not true. What could he say? Pesach was pasuach. It's only his baki. But I would say that's not the greatest migo on the planet, Tuli. Because she's running a risk by saying mukasets. If she would say mukasets, she's running a risk. Maybe he's a baki. Maybe he'll say he knows. Whatever it might be. She's running a risk. You can't say that every time Anisha says Mishrestani Nenasti, she's got a great mingo over here. She could have said Mukasets. Mukasets is not such a great taina, because there is a physical difference, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, between Mishrestani Nenasti and Mukasets.
No,
and how often is a bucky? Is it a normal
bucky? It might depend if he's a pony or he's a bachur, if he's a nasui. No. But we're saying every time a woman gets married, she can say this. Maybe she's marrying someone who's a bucky. How could she be nama with me? She has no migu. It's not such a simple migu. It's not so pushit. She's definitely saying something that is compromising her position. No, she didn't put herself at a risk. She said mishrestani nasi. She didn't say mukasets. She says, I could have said mukasets. If she would have said mukasets, then he would have said, you're lying. I know you're lying. So that's no, because the pesach is sasum. She's saying there's no dam because of mukasets. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, there's going to be that there's no dam by mukasets, but the pesach is sasum.
If mukasets is a BSH, how is it sasum?
It's not as a kasha.
Also, it's not a kasha on Rashi, it's a kasha on Rabbeinu Chananel.
He walks in and says, no dam, right? No dam. There's no dam here. She says, I tell you why there's no dam, because mukasets. He could say that's not true, because the pesach was pesuach. Maybe he did say pesach pesuach. So he only said dam, he didn't say pesach pesuach. Yeah, it could be. Yeah, boy, we got a lot of work to do. So first of all, There are those that aren't goyis this whole migu, so you don't have to worry that much about Rabbeinu Hananel. You could say he's not goyis the migu. It only goes with the answer of chazaka. Okay, it's not a kusha that is anal of tshuva. You could always say that Rabbeinu Hananel doesn't have the girus in the Gemara. A lot of the Rif doesn't seem to have the girus in the Gemara. A lot of the Rishonim don't have the girus in the Gemara. Nishka felach. What?
Doesn't say
Migo at all, just go straight to Chazaka. And the answer Chazaka he has. But we got other issues, Rabbi say, over here with this Migo, which is, and you have to be sensitive to this, someone brought this up to me, it's almost like a Pella. It's a Pella what's going on over here. What's the Migo? He's saying Mishra Astani Nanasti. He could have said a better Taina. What's the better Taina? He could have said Mukasets. And if she would have said Mukasets,
she could have said a better Taina.
And if she would have said Mukaseit, would she have been believed? She wouldn't have been believed. So. Yeah, but to only be believed if she says Mukaseit, not Tachte, because she could have said Tachte, because she has a Migu in that also. But let's say she says Mukaseit, and it was Tachte, and she believed, she's not believed. Because the only reason we're saying she's believed now is because you have a Migu. Over there, there's no Migu, because you said the best thing you could possibly say. So she's no Migu. So says over here, Rabbi Yashiv says, so then what type of Migu is this? Says Rabbi Yashiv Herzu. And he's Miramis, he doesn't say it Mefurish. We saw previously the Heiliger Rabbi Chanan said there's two different types of Migu. One is a Migu which we called Koyach HaTaina. Koyach HaTaina is a Migu which says because you could have Taina at X, we'll give you that Koyach HaTaina on Y. That's Koyach Ein for, it's Ein type of Migu. There's another Migu which is called Mali Lashake, which is a Raya telling the truth. Zok the Heiliger Rabbi Yashiv, Koyach HaTaina Hot Minishtovia. You don't have such a thing as Koyach HaTaina. It's a raya telling the truth. It's not the pshat you have koyach ataina. Because if you would have said that other taina, you wouldn't have been nemon. So what I say, I could have said that. So give me the nemonis of the other taina. There is no nemonis in the other taina. The other taina doesn't have nemonis. So how could you transfer nemonis from that taina to this taina if the other taina doesn't have koyach ataina? Says the Heiliger Rebbe Yashiv, Enochanami, this Migu over here in our Gemara is only the Migu of Mali Lashaker. It's only the Migu that's a raya that he's telling the truth. Which is the Lashon of Rashi. Shmami no kushtokamer. You don't usually find that by the by Migu. You usually find it, say Mali Lashaker or
but if you're,
Migu.
If you're going to believe it, then it is a Mali Lashaker. What do you have to lie? Because you're going to say this Migu and you can get away with it.
Oh, but now we have still another problem, Rabbi Yisai, which is didn't answer the problem, which is, so says Rabbi Chanan, all we have over here is Ma'alei Shaka. The problem is like this. The Gemara uses the following technique. There's something called Erume Kamayrim, which is, look, if she's a real Lamdonis, she knows well what she's doing. She's going to say, listen, I could taina mukasets. If I taina mukasets, so then I'm not passing myself to the kuna. But there's one big problem with taining mukasets. I'm not going to be believed. That's a big problem. So instead I'm going to taina drusasich, make myself look like I'm telling the truth, because look, if I wanted to lie, I could have said that. But really, I know if I would have said that, I'm anyway not going to be believed. So what's the point of saying that? So there's what the Gemara calls erume kamayrim. She's just playing Bezdin over here. She's manipulating Bezdin. Says, look, I'm see how true I'm. Because if I would have wanted to lie, I could have said that. I'll give you an example of a Rume Kamarim, which is as follows. The halacha is Shnai Machzim Metala, Zomani Metzasiya, Zomani Metzasiya. What would you say under those cases? What's the din? Anyone know?
Yechloiku.
Bishvua. Oh, that's a problem. No one likes swearing. No one likes swearing. Swearing is very, very bad. It's dangerous. You get all different types of curses. So this person says, look, I got a good idea. I'm not going to say Zomakula Shaliza. I'll say Chetziyav Shali. Now that I said Chetzi Shali, I'll say, if I wanted to lie, I would have said Kula Shali. Right? Gemara says, no, you have to make a Shavua still. Why? Why do I have to make a Shavua? You know, if I wanted to lie, I would have said Kula Shali. No. You're saying Chetzi Shali because you know if you say Kula Shali, you have to make a Shavua. So you want to get out of that. So you're playing Bezdin. That's what you're doing. This is a play on Bezdin. So so over here, also the same thing. This question is one of the questions that the Shita Mekubetzes asks over here. What's pshat in this migu? And the Shita asks a whole slew of kashas. Shita Megubetza says, "Chvashteinish bechlal vas for a migu." Okay, there's another problem. Shita says there's a klal in general, migu lahaitzi loyamrinon. So over here, where you the isha is using the migu, to get her ksuba to take the money from
the
husband. Aye, there's a star. She has a star here, but the star is saying, she's goofy saying, the star is worth nothing over here. Lady, you weren't a besula when we got married. How do we talk about star? There's no star, so this is called a migul haitzi. So how could we say migul haitzi over here? There's no chakasha, which is migul b'mokum chazaka, the Gemara speaks about in Baba Basra. This migul is really big problem. The Shita doesn't speak about migul b'mokum chazaka, but we'll get to that. The migul in general, Abba says, is not so, like, why is this original taina so much better? Because if she says mukaseitz, then what? She's mutter to a kohen. Now she's also to a kohen. Is she so worried about marrying kohen? And right now she's married to this guy anyway. And maybe she's going to stay married to him, and if she gets divorced,
she can marry him anyway.
So Elamai, she's worried that if she outlives her husband, then she'll be able to marry a kohen. That's the ganza migul. With the whole merumah kamayrim. So what is the Shita say? Wait, so let's take a look at the Shita. What? Mukaseitz is not such a geschmack thing to say. Mishra is tiny nasty. It's not
a lot worse.
More geschmack to say Mukaseitz
than Mishra
is tiny nasty. Anything that will support the migul. That supports the migul. She say, I could have said Mukaseitz.
It
supports the migul.
You should have said it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why we assume she's not lying.
Comes along the Shita Mukabetzis and says a false. V'yei shloimar dehachi kamar. We're right now in the Shita Mekubetzes, around 5 lines from the bottom of the Shita Mekubetzes. V'halchi komar, bibori v'shema, demesayeya libori didei tam v'raglayim, ma'hu moide Rab Nachman debori odif, kivan de'idoch shema, ulahai mesayeya tam v'raglayim. Kigoin migu da hocha shari isha zu im haisa tenis mukas eitz ani haisa machsheres atzmi yoyser umidulo tana raglayim ledover shihi eina roitza litoin elohemes. What's meant raglayim ledover? There's a hint. Is this a migu that's like a festa migu? Is this a migu that we would give her nemanus with this migu? No. It's etvas amigu. It's amigu. It's enough of amigu that it's raglayim ledavar, and that's enough. Says the shita that Reb Nachman would agree. Bori odif. Inam yishum d'seleh chazaka degufa. Behai, this is the important line of the shita. Behai bori v'shema moider Reb Nachman. Does haste. Why be'emes over here are we saying that according to Rav Gamliel she's ne'emenes? Bottom line, what's the reason? Bari v'shema bari adif. In the end of the day, the reason is because of bari v'shema. In a chanami, it's not the classic machlokas of bari v'shema. Classic machlokas bari v'shema is when you're when you're battling against what, you're coming up with a confrontation with what? With a cheskas mamon. Over here, you have a cheskas mamon on one hand, but you got, on the other hand, you have a migu and a chazaka. Over here, everyone's going to agree that what? Okay, Rabbi said, who says not like the shika? Help me out. Rashi on the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah. Rabbi say, now hopefully that's you're going to be able that's why Rashi says, Kasal Kadaitoch. What do we mean a dick in Rashi? Why does Rashi say, Kasal? Every time Rashi tells you just a Havamina, Rashi's just telling you a Havamina. He could do that. Why do you have to say, Kasal Kadaitoch? Because Rashi's coming to tell you, don't you think that that's the Maskana? Who thinks that's the Maskana? Shita. Rashi comes, La Fuke from the Shita Mekubetzes. It's half of a fella. We made a deek in Rashi. Remember that deek in Rashi? You were here, Shimshon, we made a deek? Get to you, Gimel Amad Aleph. I'll deal with you, Gimel Amad Aleph. Okay, I'll have to see. I'll have to see when we get there. Daya Tzoro B'Shaita, Be'ez Hashem. Okay, Rabbi Seif. Al-Koponim, this is what it seems like over here from Rashi. Rashi seems to say that it's not Osbar V'Shem Abar Yadif.
That doesn't help why Rashi sticks up there.
That's what... I knew Mary wasn't going to fuck. No, that's what Rashi's coming to tell you.
But are you saying why should it say that? Just
because Rashi's coming to inform you.
Rashi doesn't do that. Rashi just
No. Rashi doesn't do that. If the Gemara clears, you tell you on its own. You'll see the Gemara. The Gemara will spell it out for you. You'll see in the Gemara it doesn't work like that. But this Gemara, it could be even the Maskana itself, Bar Veshema. Therefore, Rashi tells you it's only a Hava Mina because The Gemara is going to appear that it could even be the Maskana. If it's a tricky Maskana, then Rashi says Kasal Kadaitach. Okay. Akoponim Rabbi Sai. Skumtachais, that according to the Shittim Kubetzes, what we have over here is a combination between Bari Veshema, Tzuzamin with Psashvach Amigu, or with Chazoka. It's not the pshat that Bar Veshema over here, the Etzem we would say over here, Bar Veshema, we'd say Ukumar Vecheskas Mari, we wouldn't have followed. But over here, Tzuzamin, together we have the Cheskas, the Amigu, or you have the or you have the Chazaka, and under those circumstances we say Bar Veshem Bar. I'd like to try to be Masber as follows.
What would be the Peshach from the Rashi that's arguing on the Shita? We don't have a Teretz.
We're going to have to get back to Rashi, figure out how does Rashi learn. Rashi seems to say it's else. It's not else Bar Veshem. Seems that way in Rashi. I'll call upon him. We'll have to see. Perhaps Peshach is as follows. Machlokes, whether Bar Veshem or Bar Yodef, Ukim and Moina Becheskas Mori. What's the Yisoid of Machlokes? So we said, what's the Pshat Bar Veshem Bar Yodef? Hi, we have a Klal, a Moitzi Mechaveroi, Olava Raya. How can we say Bar Veshem Bar Yodef? I'd like to focus for a moment on Rab Nochem's Mahalach, and Rabbi said, I want you to work it out like the other Mahalach, we have time. But in the meantime, let's focus on Rab Nochem's Mahalach. Zok to Rab Nochem, how is it that we could say Bar Veshem Bar Yodef? Hi, we have a Klal, Moitzi Mechaveroi, Olava Raya. What did Rab Nochem say? What? There's only when there's a suffix. But when it's a Bar Veshem Bar Yodef, the pshat is there's no suffix. There's no mokum to be mistapik bechlal. Vos halt Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman says uki memoyne beches kasmori. Vos halt Rav Nachman. The chacht is Rav Nachman halt as it. I must say, try to follow this. What's the side of chazaka? What's the yisoid? What would you say is the yisoid of how does chazaka work? What's this idea? Status quo. What does status quo mean? Kanimta kamhaya. What does that mean?
Keep it how it is.
Keep it how it is, which means
no reason to change.
No reason to change. Or I'll say in a different lashon, there's no suffix. So I would say it. As far as we know, it's his money. Until we know otherwise, it's his money. So I've got two different things that are battling against each other. On the one hand, I have Bari Veshem. What's Bari Veshem saying? The Tovei is saying, there's no suffix over here. He owes me the money. And the Cheskas Momen is saying, there's no suffix over here. The money is his, not yours. So who wins? The Bari who's saying there's no suffix, it's mine? Or the Cheskas Momen that's saying the money is his? Who's going to win? There's two different reasons to say don't have a suffix over here. This is not a shaila of anyone proving that he owns the money. What's the word chazaka? Uki memoyne becheskas money mara is leave the money where it is. Unless we know otherwise, that there's inertia. What was is kanimtza kanhaya. Everything is the way it is. Just leave it. No reason to think otherwise until you have something that's going to jar me into thinking. He says, "Well, I know. Well, who are you? You know what I'm going to say. No, there's no suffix. The money's mine. But we're going to have a suffix bechlal." That there's a dintar on this bechlal. Comes along the migu, and maybe this is not the greatest migu in the planet. I understand that. This is not a migu that's gonna be moitzi mamon. This is not a migu that's gonna even prove to me that it's not the truth. But what can the migu do? The migu can rock the chazaka and say, "Don't say that this is so simple. The money stays over here." There's a reason to have a suffix about this. I have proof I'm telling the truth. Okay, it's not proof, but it's raglayim ledover. Enough that the chazaka is now in question. Once the chazaka is in question, I got a bari. I'm a bari. Bari v'shema. Bari yadav. You have no suffix what happened over here. Because now that gives me a place to be able to say my taina. And once I say my taina, I win.
I thought we said once is a suffix that you need a ride.
No, once there's a suffix on the... You're right. Listen. Once there's a suffix on the chazaka, then there's welcome for the taina to say there's no suffix and the money's really mine. We're both trying to say there's no suffix over here. It's just the chazaka saying, look, Why should we think you borrowed the money? Why should we think you borrowed the money? We have no reason to think you borrowed the money. The money's by him. We have no reason to think you borrowed the money. But once, maybe he borrowed the money. I'll tell you, you know what? Not maybe he borrowed the money. He did borrow the money. Anyone say otherwise? No one's saying otherwise. He borrowed the money. Give me the money. So there's still no, it's not the fact that there's a suffix there's a suffix in the din. There's a suffix, is a raise on the chazaka created by the bari. Therefore, the bari chips away at the chazaka once we did that. So now, my bari wins. In the end of the day, how's he getting it? Through the bari. It's just normally the bari is blocked because he has a chazaka. The migu is enough just to be able to say that now we have a suffix on the chazaka. Klar? But what's the chazaka saying? The chazaka is saying over here, don't have a suffix. The migu allows you to have a suffix. Now, Rabbi Yisai, we wouldn't necessarily give him the money based on this migu, on any migu. Why not? Because Hamoitzi Mechaveiroi, Olavaraya. Maybe you don't have a chazaka. Fine, you knocked the chazaka. Fine, there's a race in the chazaka. Aber fort, they're held the geld. He's holding the money. So therefore, you can't take the money from him. But comes his bari, and his bari says, hold on a second. There's no suffix over here. The money is mine.
Maybe
something.
Some
so the night of the
strike,
winning with the
bari. We're going in the Shita Mekubetzes. Get back to Rashi.
That works. Maybe it's migul machon chazaka.
Huh?
It's still migul machon chazaka down the day.
Migul machazaka just means you're not going to win with the migul.
So you're not winning.
You're not winning with the migul.
That's what usually means. Migul machazaka or means it's the pashroa.
What about when the Gemara's second teretz, the Gemara speaks about that it's chazaka? Gemara says that the Isha has a chazaka. What's the chazaka that the Isha has? Says Rashi, next Rashi. Ukme achazaka. Misafkalon ashas erisin ibasulahave. Vinishtabid law the masayim ibuulahave. Hemer isha al cheskasa ubasulanolda. Hashtu de isnisa acha erisin. But over here, my chazaka is lahai. Lahai toiveya de nukme achazaka ligvois hilkach zil basar chazaka de memoina. Rashi says, what's the chazaka that the Isha has? Cheskes besula. Rabbi Yisai, I'll ask you a kasha. What is stronger? A cheskes besula, which I will use the words cheskes haguf, or cheskes mammon? Which is stronger? Which is better? Let's say it that way. Which is better? Cheskes haguf, or cheskes mammon? Anyone? Daftes. Cheskes Haguf came earlier. L'chayro, we saw twice Daftes Amar Aleph says, really, Adarabo. Cheskes Haguf Adifa, Daftes Amar Aleph, Toysva says.
The next Toysva says, he went with Cheskes Besula, so I don't know what the...
That's quicker.
Can we come up with Cheskes Haguf? So Be'etzem, we'll have to do a serious Chazara on Daftes Amar Aleph, but the Cheskes Haguf for sure comes before the Cheskes Mamoin. So Lachaira, what we're saying over here is you should use the Cheskes Haguf.
That's how she works.
Norvas. So what's Pshat in the Shita Mekubetzes? Norvas. The Cheskes Haguf has a reisa. What's the reisa on the Cheskes Haguf? So you can't go bust to the Cheskes Haguf because the Cheskes Haguf has a reisa. But Lamaisa, the Cheskes Haguf is strong enough for us to create a crack in the Cheskes Mamon, says the Shita Mekubetzes. Once you crack the Cheskes Mamon, after all, Cheskes Haguf bets him, we say it's even stronger. Now what do you say? Bari Veshema, Bari Yodef. Well, Well, the cheskes aguf is here to neutralize the cheskes mamon, which for sure it could do. If anything, it's better than the cheskes mamon, or faster than the cheskes mamon. Nor was it as a reisa. Okay, so I'm not going to paskin based on the cheskes aguf in a chanami, but it's enough to be able to allow me to paskin. I'm going to see mecher to paskin bari v'shem bari yadav. That's the chorf shah and the shita. But if you look in Rashi, Rashi says not like that. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "My chazaka islay lahai." The bottom Rashi on the Yomid. My chazaka islay lahai toiveya dinuk ma chazaka link voice. What does that mean? Says Reb David Shlita. What does it mean? Toiveya nuk ma chazaka link voice. Rashi means to say, "What are you doing? You're being goyve with the chazaka." So, in the end of the day, according to Rashi, is it the bari that's giving you the nemanis? It's the chazaka giving you the gvia. Rashi the shitosoi. Kasalka daitach mishim bari v'shema. In the end of the day, it's the chazaka that's letting you be goyve. So what's the pshat according to Rashi? So perhaps we could suggest as follows. You have a reis on this isha's chazaka. What's the reis on her chazaka? But what happens if you have a bari that's going to tell, I'll tell you why I'm a bula. I could explain the whole thing to you. You're right, I'm a bula, but I'll explain it to you. Maybe her bari can patch the chazaka, and once bari patches the chazaka, now what could you do?
Use the chazaka again.
You brought it with a chazaka. The shita says that the chazaka is strong enough just to neutralize the cheskas mom, and now you're going with the bari. Rashi says, no, you're not going with the bari. You're going to be going with the chazaka. Via zoi, the bari is going to fix your reisa in your cheskas aguf, and then you'll be going with the cheskas aguf. But Lamaisa Rabbi said that really only works with chazaka. With the migu, you can't really fix this migu. This is not a good migu. The migu is like Lamaisa, it's bechefza, a bad migu. So maybe that's pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, when it comes to migu, let's read the lashon of the Gemara again. With this, we'll end. Ad kan lo kamar gumi hasam el de ika migu. Does it mean that we're following the migu? Is the migu the koyach of Namonis? Are you gonna win with the migu? No, this is not a good migu. You can't win with this migu. No way. We got so many problems with this migu. But maybe the migu is enough to allow the bari to win, like it says in the Shita Mekubetzes. Inami ad kan lo kumrav gamil hasim el darmin an uk me'achazoka. It's not just ika chazoka. It's the chazoka is what's going to allow you to win, says Rashi. You're going there with the chazoka. This chazoka link voice. It's not just ika chazoka. Uk me'achazoka. Let the chazoka pass in the din. You're going to be going there with chazoka. What do you need a bari for? The bari is just there to fix up. There's a reisa on the chazaka. Says the bari, I'll explain to you the reisa. There's no more reisa. No suffix on the chazaka. Now she has a cheskas aguf. What's better, cheskas aguf, cheskas mamon? Cheskas aguf. We said we're going to have to figure out. There's a few interesting things, details we have to finish up. To understand migul haitzi and other things over here we're going to deal with. And I'm going to allow you to figure that out.